For Nancy Bean, a Cake resident, it started off small with a couple of light-up reindeer. But every year, she's added something new.
We have lights everywhere. You know, some houses just have a little bit and some houses have a lot. And I have more than a lot.
A decorative train, two angels with trumpets, a waving Santa, strings and strings of multicolored lights, and more.
One thing we bought, and I don't think I'll do this again, is we bought a 10-foot Christmas tree, a blow-up, and it is beautiful when the wind's not blowing.
Cake is a small community of about 600 people, and Bean estimates there's nearly 20 homes decked out for the holidays. What's powering those festive displays is diesel, which can be expensive. Bean qualifies for Power Cost Equalization, a state-funded program that helps lower electric rates in remote places. Still, she says on average, the lights add up to an extra $200 on her electric bill. North of Cake in Angoon, Frank Willis says his is only one of three or four houses decorated for the holidays, and his display was hard-fought.
The first one we put up, the dogs chewed through it.
Angoon is another village with less than 500 people. And like Cake, it also runs off diesel.
Putting up Christmas lights used to be a big thing around here, and it's just kind of like going downhill the past few years. And I don't know, just kind of hoping to get everybody back into the spirit.
Nancy Bean says that's what motivates her. When pressed, she's modest about having a house that looks like a snow globe, one of the most decorated in Cake. She says both adults and children stop to admire the twinkling lights, the waving Santa. There's this one girl, she says.
Her mother passed away, and she's staying with her uncle. And he brings her up every single night. They come up, and he lets her run around in the yard. I can sit in my living room, and I can hear her laugh. And that's what it's all about.
I ask Bean if she'll buy more holiday displays next year, and she answers yes without hesitation. She says it's not just the decorations that light up, it's the faces of the people, too. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.